date turned out to be incorrect after I found the tombstone. I think I told you.
Yeah, where is that?
Well, it's way up there where you were, close to. I wouldn't know how to tell you how to get to it. It's in the area where the Elmo and Edna live, in the Bethel community.
They didn't know where it was, did they?
What are you talking about?
Where William Cornett? No, where William Cornett's buried.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, it was down this way.
Yeah, you said the tombstone. Yeah. And I said, where is it?
Yeah. It's down this road. I can show that to you. It's down this road and then off on another side road. And then you walk up through a field. And it's there.
What is it? Big old cemetery?
It's a fairly small, apparently just a family. It must have been a Cornett family cemetery.
Oh.
And it made me suppose that either that was William's home site, or just down over the hill is a real, real old home that has been remodeled. That was the home of one of William's sons, and it made me wonder if it may have been William's home, and then his son.
Which
son? I mean his son-in-law, one of his daughters married. No, wait a minute. Yeah, is that right? I believe it.
Alexander Cornett.
Yeah, was his son, and he married a Rudy.
Yeah.
And that was Rudy country, and I felt like that for that cemetery being there, that must have been where William was living at that time, or that old home might have been his and then his son Alexander's. But I never went to the courthouse to look up records, you know, to trace it or anything. It's changed hands. The home that I'm thinking of is owned now by Kyle Cole, C-O-L-E.
Yeah.
And
does he have the abstract? If he wouldn't, they have it where he's got the mortgage.
Where is the mortgage? But if you check the deed records at the courthouse and just kept checking on that to see who Kyle bought it from and who they got it from.
Yeah.
But I've never done it because it would take a while.
Yeah.
We tried to do that a while ago with Andy Porter.
The last land he sold, you know. I kept going in circles. The last name was Thomas, but then it had some initials. P-O-J-H.
Oh, well, I know there was a P-O-J Thomas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's he?
Well, his home was on down this road, the Summerfield Road. It was Summerfield area.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
But it was all right around that.
Who would know about that?
History.